right, gals and pals, game on. It's time for the Sports Gal Pal Podcast, where we help gals and their pals come together over sports. Don't hate the game, love the game.
Or at least find out why he loves it so much.
Now your host, the Sports Gal Pal herself, Ramona Rice.
Well, hey there, Galpa Nation. Welcome to the Sports Gal Pal Podcast, where we help you understand why he screams at the TV during a game. I'm your host, Ramona Rice. You can connect with me on Twitter at Sports Gal Pal, and of course on sportsgalpal.com. And for my What I'm Looking Forward To This Weekend segment, I have a very special guest, and special being the extra word. It is Tim, the Atlanta Falcons superfan from Next Fan Up. Tim, welcome back to Sports Gal Pal.
Well, thank you very much for having me again.
All right, we're going to explain why you're on. My Eagles
because
played
I'm
your
beautiful.
Falcons. You're something. And I did not behave very graciously after the loss, and I was called out by the Cowboys superfan. Of course, he only won his game because Eli Manning is stupid. So I thought it would be very good for me to have you on the podcast so I could formally apologize on behalf of Galpa Nation and can say congratulations to your Falcons for the fact that my kicker cannot figure out how to kick a field goal in a dome.
I mean, in his defense, it's indefensible. But
it's a dome!
No, for real. It is a dome, and it wasn't even all that loud. And we didn't really get a good pass rush on that field goal. We didn't really get any pressure on the field. I don't know what happened. Like, from where I was sitting, like, I saw it go wide, and I looked around, and everybody was losing their mind, and I was just confused. But, I mean, realistically, it was a really fun game, and the back and forth that we had on Twitter, you know, me, you, Mark Sicko, the Eagles super fan, and Tom Shannon, the Bears super fan, I had a great time. With all of that, and you know, coming out with the victory was an absolute surprise. You know, based on the first half, I feel like we deserve the win, but based on the second half, I don't feel like we deserve the win. I think that the game should have just ended in a tie, because that's realistically what was deserved from each team. But I mean, overall, it was a lot of fun, and don't feel bad about your response on Twitter, because had the game ended the other way around, I probably would have done the same. It's just in our fandom to do such a thing. And if anything, you know, I'm proud of you for being as passionate as you are about your team.
Yeah, I was kind of, I'll be honest with you, I was not mad at you. I was mad at Brian, the Cowboys super fan, because I'm just like, I knew exactly where he was coming from. He wasn't doing it in good sportsmanship. He was doing it because he's a Cowboys fan, and he's a Cowboys fan. He's a troll. I wouldn't go that far, but
he did say
awful things in our ACC football group that we were both members of after my Wahoos tragically lost that game to Notre Dame, which again, you were live tweeting me during that and you knew my devastation. Like I was, that one hurt. And so then on top of then losing this game so closely, I was like, what the F? I was like, seriously, dear football gods, what the hell did I do to make you mad? I am so sorry. What child do I need to sacrifice in order to bring wins back to my teams? Because I'm like, well, I would not sacrifice my children. Calm down, Galpal Nation. I don't know. It depends on what the football gods may offer. I'm just saying which child has done what. But that being said, you know, it was just a long weekend. And when you like, you know, when it's stacked against you and when you have two such close emotional victories or losses, I'm just like, what in the world? It was too much, Tim. It was too much. This is why you're smart and you don't really follow college football. So you're not hurt every weekend like a double whammy. I got slammed on both sides.
Yeah, no, I mean, the only college football I follow is I pretend to cheer for Clemson just to mess with my coworkers. And that's it. If they lose, I don't care. Like, I can roll up to work on Monday and just be like, man, tough luck, you know. What other team is doing well right now? And I'll hop on that bandwagon just to mess with people. Because I went to a college that didn't have a football team until this year. But hey-o, Kennesaw State University, you're getting a shout-out on Gal Pal Nation. Two wins and two blowout wins, both scoring more than 50 points. I do believe, I'm going to throw this out there, the only undefeated college football program in the United States all time. So congratulations, Kennesaw State University. I'm proud of you. Go Fighting Owls. Hootie who.
Hootie who? Really?
Yeah, that's the thing that they say. I didn't make it up. Oh, if I made it up, it would have been way better.
Oh, my God, I cannot wait.
It would have been like, let's go Harry Potter Owls or something like that. That would have been a much more appropriate cheer.
I'm so taking that hootie hoo you just did and turning it into a drop so that Sitko can use it whenever he wants to on Next Fan
Up. That's fine. I look forward to it.
Oh, Tim, you're fun. All right, let's talk about what we're looking forward to this weekend. So since we're already in college football, I will personally be in Charlottesville. The University of Virginia will be playing William & Mary. William & Mary, we should beat. I say should, but in 2009, they beat us, and that's why the last coach got fired, among many reasons. And you just never know Virginia. So I will be there. It is youth day, so I can't actually get myself drunk or marinate it, as I like to call it, because my children will be there and I have to watch them. So, yeah, that's going to be a fun time. Look for the tweets on that one, depending on which way it goes. But for real college football, Georgia Tech, which is Brian, the Cowboys superfan, one of his many schools he's been to because he's been like to 12, He is looking forward to the Notre Dame game, and he sent me this long list of things to look out for. I will put it in the show notes on blogtalkradio.com/sportsgalpal or on sportsgalpal.com. But this is what I'm looking at. First off, Georgia Tech, for your movie buffs, is the game that Rudy was in. Rudy. Rudy was offsides, by the way. Sorry, Notre Dame. It's a true fact. Even he admits it in his speeches. Georgia Tech is only returning 4 starters, but it is the quarterback and the 4 O linemen. Here's the thing about Georgia Tech. They run the crazy, the ridiculous, the weird triple option. A triple option, if you've never heard of it, is awful to watch because I can't, and I watch a ton of football, I never know where the football is. And that's the whole point of it, is that you don't know where the football is. So defenses are running around like crazy people. But basically, it's just, at that moment, the quarterback decides, depending on how the defense is lining up, where he's giving the ball to. And that's very unusual in any kind of football. The only thing I can maybe equate it to is perhaps Peyton Manning with his Omaha nonsense that didn't work the last week. That's the only thing that comes close to it. So that's a really fun game to watch. However, you know, Notre Dame's quarterback was injured at the UVA game, so he's out the entire season. So they got their backup quarterback. You know, Notre Dame's coming off that nail biter, but they're playing at home. I'm going to give a close call to Notre Dame on this game. So that's that. I know you don't follow college football at all, Tim, so it's okay if you say nothing, but yeah.
Nope, go Notre Dame, because I work with a lot of people who went to Georgia Tech, and I want them to be sad. Also, to follow up on your Peyton Manning says Omaha, Eli Manning started something that I caught this weekend. His Omaha is Taco. So he'll get the line and he goes, He yells out, Taco, Taco, and it's fantastic.
Matt Bryan said Atlanta a lot.
I couldn't hear it. That was a problem.
On the TV, he said
there were too many Eagles fans in the stadium. So, you know, Atlanta fans, quit selling your tickets. Come to the game. Get quiet on offense.
Yeah. So, yeah, he said Atlanta quite a few times. Yeah, Taco, that's interesting. Yeah, Tom Brady says California. He said Omaha a few times too. So interesting the way they use that. The other game to look out for is the SEC battle. Ole Miss is taking on Alabama. Alabama has not lost at home since Johnny Manziel was a redshirt freshman quarterback starting. So that's crazy. That was in 2012. So 17 straight home victories for the Crimson Tide. That is phenomenal. Nick Saban is the real deal. That defense is terrific. However, ESPN Football's Power Index rates Ole Miss as the number one as its number one team, and it gives the Rebels a 56% chance to beat Alabama because their offense is ridiculous. So I'm looking forward to that. That's going to be a terrific game. It just depends on, again, who controls the tempo of the game, who controls the ball. But it's real hard to get inside Alabama at Alabama to win. Again, 2012 was the last time that happened. So I do think Alabama squeaks by that one as well. So Roll Tide. That's about all I got. Yeah, I'm always happy when Georgia Tech loses because they're Georgia Tech and I don't care for them. So with their rambling wrecks and everything else. I'm just setting up Brian. Really, I'm just mad at Brian because we are facing each other. He's the Cowboys fan, Eagles fan, and I'm looking forward to the game. All right. Let's move on to regular football, pro football. Yay, because I know that's your happy place. Again, Cowboys-Eagles, that's the game of the week on Fox. Cowboys literally won their last game because Eli Manning's stupid. Would you disagree?
No, I absolutely wouldn't disagree. I was listening to Sports Talk Radio this morning, and they were talking about how Rashard Jennings was told not to run the ball into the end zone if he had the opportunity, and he was told that by Eli Manning. I've never understood that. Like, if you have the opportunity to score, even if you're running down the clock, if you can put the game away by scoring, then put the game away by scoring. You know, it doesn't matter. Like, if there's 30 seconds on the clock, you can score. It takes 1 second to score. But if you need two possessions to win, you can't. So I can't even make a sentence with how stupid it is because it blows my mind. And I'm not a good athlete. I'm going to float that out there. Sorry, Gal Pal Nation. I know you're sitting here. You're like, ooh, he's got a nice deep voice. I bet he has abs. I don't. But, I mean, even I can sit there and think, just score and the game is done. Like, and then Eli throwing the ball through the end zone, take the sack and eat more clock. NFC East football. I'm going to leave it at that.
Okay, that's not cool to lump us all into that nonsense. That's not cool.
Did you see the NFC South last year? I mean, come on. Do I really have room to talk?
I wasn't going to bring it up, London. But, yeah, ooh. London. Yeah, I'm still mad, Tim.
Lovely
I
shouldn't city. Stacked on buses.
Cool accents.
They're okay.
No, they're really awesome. Yeah, I should have English Simon back on the podcast at some point. It reminds me. I'll send him a note. I will.
It's only 3 o'clock in the morning where he lives.
He knows my needs. It's okay.
Does he? I feel like you've said before that he doesn't know your needs.
I have said that in that Best of the Superfans episode, which you can catch on blogtalkradio.com/sportsgalpal. It's very funny. Apparently, Tom, the Chicago Bears fan, believes that it's really Tim's show and that I'm merely guest star. That's not true. I'm in every bit, with the exception of one tiny bit from Tim, where he's talking about loud noises and tweeting. That one was really funny. Yeah, so no, I'm it's my show. It's always my show, Galpal Nation. I just, after the Eagles' slow start, that's my concern, is that, again, they did this last year where, you know, the first half, let's just dick around and not do anything. DeMarco Murray, where was he? He finally showed up in the second half. The coverage of Julio Jones was non-existent. I mean, I realize Julio Jones is a freak athlete of awesome, but come on. Like, it can't be that hard. Can it?
Did you see the Byron Maxwell interview after the game?
Because he was probably he probably was too out of breath trying to catch Julio in order to talk. So at that point, I just turned off the TV, Tim, and I went to a dark, dark place. That's what I did. I did not watch any follow-up.
All he could do was laugh and say damn when he heard Julio's stat line. That was it. That's your $60 million corner's response to Julio's stat line. So I'm not saying people in Philadelphia are bad with money, but it doesn't seem like you're good with money.
All right, we're moving on. Cowboys are without their star wide receiver, Dez Bryant, because he has a broken foot. I should feel bad about that, but I don't. And I was not very impressed with the vaulted O-line that Brian, the super fan, claimed that was Murray's advantage last season. However, Murray didn't really show up either, so I don't know anymore. I did get a note from Brian about this game. He does think that the Eagles are going to squeak by. It is a home game for the Eagles. I think Murray's got a chip on his shoulder, want to show Dallas, hey, you know, I'm the man. You should have paid me what I was worth, and you didn't, so I'm going to show you up. So I'm hoping that Murray shows up. We shall see. I will say I shouldn't be too mad at your Falcons because Matt Ryan gave me a ton of fantasy points because I am now in second place in the Blog Talk Radio League against, like, absolute, like, all-stars in, like, fantasy football. So little old me over here with, like, her craziness who picked up Keenan Allen for, like, a steal is, like, a brilliant person. I got, like, congrats for, like, Joel Hernard today. It was awesome. So, yes, there you go. Yeah, I know. Yay me. Okay, the other game I'm looking forward to, Seahawks versus Packers, simply because there is always drama when these two teams play. Always, always, always drama. Whether it's a weird offside kick, whether it's referees who can't figure out passes, the anti-Hail Marys, I don't know what, but it's just fantastic. Seahawks are coming off of a loss. By the way, I did mention over and over again in my previews that the St. Louis Rams are the team to surprise you in the NFC this year. And I was not incorrect. Their defense is legit. It's really good. So just watch out. Packers, they looked really shaky against Chicago. I mean, real, real shaky. So I'm concerned. I think the loss of Jordy Nelson is a little deeper than I think that Packer fans want to admit.
I think the Packers win this one going away, to be completely honest. I legitimately think that Aaron Rodgers is good enough to exploit the hole where Cam Chancellor should be, and they score on nearly all of their offensive possessions. I don't think that this is going to be that big of a deal. You know, realistically, the Jordy Nelson hole is a problem, but I feel like the way James Jones played, which is out of his mind, I don't know how the Giants cut him if he's going to come back to Green Bay and be that good. Again, NFC East football, no one can explain it. But seriously, like, there's something about the Seahawks that just, I mean, they're 0-2 in their last meaningful games, and it doesn't make sense to me how they continue to do this. Their offense is astounding, but when you look, it wasn't really their offense that was making the plays for them. They got 14 points on, you know, from their defense and their special teams. So their offense wasn't all that good. If Green Bay's defense can be remotely solid, then I feel like this isn't a close game.
I don't know. I just feel like, again, I think the Seahawks are going to get their stuff together. It is a road game. So two road games in a row is hard. I think that's difficult on any team. I think Cam Chancellor being gone is a huge, huge, huge hole. I mean, huge. And I think they need to figure out salary cap or something over in Seattle and get him settled, because Dan Quinn is going to call at some point and you will see Cam Chancellor in red and black. I mean, it could definitely happen. And it's funny because you and I talked about that kind of jokingly on your preview when you were on for my 2-a-day series, but I could see it happening. I really could. I would totally see Dan Quinn going, yo, Cam, come on over. Come to Atlanta. That's really scary.
Unfortunately, since that recording, we brought Levitre over from the Titans, and he has a massive contract. So now if we wanted Cam Chancellor, we'd have to make a lot of movement with our cap. So unfortunately, I don't see Cam Chancellor coming to Atlanta anymore. If the rumors are true, I really feel like he's going to end up in New York with the Giants.
That would really suck, and that's what I'm trying to avoid. So I don't want to talk about it because that scares no. I mean, I realize they need someone because Jason Pierre-Paul, like, doesn't have a thumb anymore because, again, he's had to play with fireworks. Anymore. He has a hand. It's just not, like, good for, like, normal people stuff. Yeah, it's like a claw, maybe, you know? Like, the claw. No? Okay. The other thing...
What, like the bad guy from the Inspector Gadget cartoons?
Oh my God, I love that guy. No, don't you remember that movie, Liar Liar, where he's like, that claw, you know? Or from Toy Story.
That's a terrible scene in that movie.
Oh my gosh, Tim.
It's not even a good movie.
Tim, we're moving on. I got to talk, Gal Pal. I've been totally, totally devoted, absolutely devoted to football, with the occasional talking about women's wrestling. I did do Olympic women's wrestling in the middle of all this crazy footballness. But there's another sport out there that's getting heated up, and that is baseball. We're heading into wild card season, the last 3 weeks of the regular season. If your team or your guy's team or whoever your sports fans in your life are, if they are baseball nuts and they've got teams, particularly in the American League, that are on that wild card hunt, they are watching every pitch, every game, and taking deep breaths, because this is when baseball starts getting good, like real, real good. So the National League, it's not as much of a hunt. Pirates, Cubs, Giants all look really good. The Angels and Twins are kind of in the hunt. You know, we'll kind of see. Oh, well, Twins are in American League. We'll talk about that in a minute. So are the Angels. Ignore me. I'm looking at my notes weird. But it's that American League where everything, you know, the Yankees are only up 3 games. Rangers are only up 1 game. And then you got the Twins, Angels, and Indians all kind of breathing on their necks. And so the next 3 weeks, anything can happen. The Yankees are facing the Mets this weekend. the Mets are playing great. So, and that Subway Series is always kind of one of those things where they don't really like each other, Mets and Yankees. They get along when they have to, but they don't really like each other. So that's what I'm interested in. The Royals and Indians are playing, and then the Angels and Twins are playing. And the Angels and Twins is probably going to be the series to watch simply because both of them are so close to making wild card. So baseball is coming. It's going to be really important. October 6th is when postseason starts. And if you got a baseball fan in your house, they're going to be watching a lot of baseball. So we've got a lot of baseball and a lot of football. So I'm sorry if you don't like sports. Of course, if you don't like sports, you're probably kind of listening, but not really listening. And I don't feel that bad for you because I've given you tips, so many tips on how to deal with if you don't like sports, this is what you do. So at this point, you need to utilize those. Find an activity, find a buddy, go see a movie, go pick some apples somewhere, and leave your sports fan alone so they can enjoy the awesomeness that is fall sports because this is a great time to be a sports fan.
I don't have anything to say. I mean, I got caught up on picking apple. Like
people apparently in the fall
do
on
that
Sundays
instead of watch football.
I know, isn't like, that sad? Or baseball? You know,
I understand baseball. Have you seen the Braves' record? Like, I get it. Like, yes, give me all of the apples, please. Like, can I stay here for 6 weeks and pick apples? Thank you. I'd rather do that than watch the Braves. But whatever. I'm done with this. Pick apples.
They do. There are people.
Where do you even go to pick apples?
In an apple orchard, Tim. They have these places called orchards. That's where they grow like peaches and like apples and other fruit. And you go and you pick it yourself. So the farmers are lazy and they say here. And here's the thing. When you go pick them, you have to pay to pick them. So you're doing all the work.
Is it expensive?
I don't know. I've never been because I'm watching
Ask
football.
Ask your husband.
My husband wouldn't know. He's watching football too. Because he doesn't have one of those crazy wives that says, let's do family time by going through a corn maze that's in the shape of Taylor Swift. Seriously, there is a corn maze out there in the shape of Taylor Swift's head. So you can, you know, do that. Yes. I know you like the T-Swift.
I would do that. I know you would. T-Swift.
You do like the T-Swift. But yeah, there are certain people like in the fall, instead of watching like football or baseball, they go and they run around in corn mazes and they go pick pumpkins or corn or whatever it is they pick. I don't know what that's like because I'm watching football. That is my idea of fall fun, is being outside in a stadium full of crazy people yelling because we're doing dive screen as our offensive, you know, plan at Virginia. That's what I find fun.
I mean, cool.
Yeah, but to each their own. Don't be mean. I'm not being mean.
I said go Virginia. I'm sorry that I didn't have the same enthusiasm when I say rise up, Atlanta, what up, and all that stuff.
It's the tone of voice, Tim. It hurts. It hurts.
All right. Let's go Virginia Cavaliers.
Ooh, you said it wrong. No, it's not better. Because we don't call each other Cavaliers. You have to say go Hoos.
That's the mascot.
No, it's not.
But I didn't go there, so I can't call you Hoos. Let's go Virginia Hootie Hoos.
Oh, my God. No, don't bring your stupid owl into this. Oh, my God, Tim. Anyway. All right. Is anything... Are you looking forward to... No, I'm leaving it all in so that Galpa Nation can enjoy the full awesome Tim experience. So they can experience what I get to experience every day on Twitter. What can I say? All the super fans love me. Podvader called me the 34th super fan. I don't know why the 34th.
Who's the 33rd?
He's the 33rd.
Oh, no, he's not a super fan. He is Papa super fan. He's our father who yells at us when we don't do our recaps in time.
I don't get yelled at that. No, he doesn't. He's not a yeller too much.
No, he will leave us a note in Slack that's like, hey, guys, Mark needs your stuff. Now, when it's previews, that's when he gets mad because he does the preview show. So he doesn't care about the recaps.
No, I don't think he, yeah. No, he's like, sicko, yeah. Good luck with that.
Figure it out, Mark.
Figure it out, Mark. Speaking of those recap shows, are you going to, you popped in the last one. Are you going to be on any of the previews or anything like that? Because you had your super battle with Mark and that was okay. You know, and it was funny because you were all like depressed and sad. You were like, oh no, our O-line. And then your O-line was good.
Eagles. We should have lost.
O-line was good. I know. Oh my.
Our O-line was good. Our D-line was like, what's up, DeMarco? Let's hang out in your backfield. And he was like, come on, guys. it's really cool over here. I'll play Sierra and make you guys milkshake. That wasn't Sierra. That was someone else.
Khalees.
Sierra is Russell Wilson's girlfriend.
Wilson's girlfriend that he's not having sex with.
Hey, let's focus in on something. Have you seen the drama at a Seahawks camp? Seahawks also have a DJ at their
practice. Yes, and they want to play.
He will not play Future.
Future.
This is what needs to be on Gal Pal Nation right here. All right, the Seahawks DJ will not play Future because Russell Wilson's girlfriend has a baby with Future.
I think that's awesome. That's just smart. And you're thinking, okay, I need to keep my quarterback happy and calm and ready to go. So I'm not going to play the baby daddy's jam. I just think that's smart.
It might get him fired up to where he can actually win a game.
No, no, no. I think that the Packers, that's all they should play. That's the only thing they should play. It's just that song. And then instead of that stupid go Pack go that they do. You know, people need to leap with that, with Future. That's what they need to do. Future needs to be there to catch the players. Yeah.
Throw in some F up some commas. I don't understand
exactly.
That song.
I don't either. But still, that would be tremendous. San Francisco would do it. San Francisco would totally do it. Oh, and can I talk about
beautiful uniforms last night?
I don't like
them.
They were
fantastic.
Charlie, I don't like them. No. Carlos Hyde is a bastard with all of his awesome points. Just ridiculous. He blew up. He blew up. I was like, Reggie Bush got hurt. I blame the Vikings' lack of defense. I blame Reggie Bush for being broken and Carlos Hyde for being awesome. I would have been number one in the Blog Talk Radio League, Tim, and stupid Carlos Hyde.
Number one in the
awesomeness.
Next fan up league.
Oh, are you? Well, that's exciting. No one cares about that.
I started Matt Ryan, Julio Jones, Tevin Coleman, and Matt Bryant. Everybody made fun of me for being a homer, and my team went crazy.
Yeah, Matt Bryant kind of
I beat the Eagles fan this week, so I gave it to him twice. Phrasing. Sorry, that was inappropriate.
No, it's okay. Gal Pal Nation can handle it. All right, Tim. So, anything else you're looking forward to this weekend? Are you looking forward to playing the Giants?
I am. I'm definitely looking forward to playing the Giants because they don't know how to win. And for some reason, I feel like they're going to be trailing by two at the end of the game. They'll be like, should we kick it? And they'll be like, nah, let's just throw it out of the end zone. That'll make us win. So really looking forward to starting the season 2-0 and then getting to go to Dallas where we don't have to face Dez Bryant. Like I said, you know, earlier in the year, I don't like winning games because of injury, but if I don't have to face Dez Bryant, I don't know if Dez Bryant makes me kind of happy. So looking forward to a fantastic year of Falcons football. Welcome Dan Quinn to the NFL with your first win. And, yeah, go Falcons.
Are you going to be using the hashtag Quinning? I saw that today.
No, I don't use Quinning because I feel like, yes, we have a great coach, but it is a team effort, and I will never point out one specific player except for the times that I did tweet three players' names when I got really excited about amazing plays. And I believe they were Julio Beasley and then Ricardo Allen, who had the second-best interception in that game. Kiko Alonso with the Odell Beckham Jr. interception style catch, that was ridiculous. So let's focus on that for your Eagles. That was really good.
That was really good. It did remind me of Odell Beckham, only it was better because it was an Eagle and not a Giant. Yeah, no, I'm super excited about the weekend. I think we're gonna play better against Dallas. I don't think Dallas has nearly the defensive weapons. You know, we're at home. Philadelphia fans are mean. You know, again, no Dez Bryant. Jason Witten's old. Eventually, something will pop off of him. I know it. It's got to happen. So yeah, and I have a ton of people coming over to my house to watch football, so it's never a bad time. So anyway, Tim, if Gal Pal Nation wants to experience the full crazy that is the Tim experience, I'm laughing because I'm like, you don't really want to do that ever because he's crazy. Seriously, Gal Pal Nation, he's really, really nuts. But I want you to hear, this is how we talk to each other all the time. So that nonsense about Flirtgate, Flirtgazi, that all those crazy boys in that Slack group, by the way, Slack, you have been mentioned on my show now a zillion times. You're mentioned on Next Fan Up a bunch of times. You're following all of us on Twitter. You know, I think you need to figure out if you've got any sports fans that come on to our podcast and we can talk sports, and then maybe we can, you know, do some other cool things with Slack. I'm just saying, Slack, you need to come on. It'd be awesome. Because it is a cool tool. I was invited, actually, by several fans to join your guys' Slack group. But it seemed like a dark place. I didn't know if I wanted to go in there.
It's the scariest place. Like, I live in Atlanta, and Slack is scarier than Atlanta.
So, yeah. So you're not recommending I go into the Slack group? Because they have. I'm not recommending
you come to Atlanta.
I've been to Atlanta. It's not bad.
Oh, yeah, you weren't here when Ray Lewis was.
No, but I was there. I've been in the Georgia Dome. Let's see. I've been at the Cobb Center.
Terrible stadium. Cobb Energy Arena is pretty nice.
Yeah, I've been there.
Cobb Energy Center, whatever it's called. I don't know.
Yeah, I was there for a conference, like, as a grown up.
It was your airport, I guess. It was the CDC in The Walking Dead.
Oh, well, that's fun.
There you go, ladies. Now you know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Geography and entertainment mix.
It just, and only Tim would bring this for you because none of the other super fans would know that. And I've been into your airport many times because it's usually my connection because I fly Delta, and Delta pretty much lives in Atlanta. So there you go. All right. All that's going to cut out because none of this is relevant to anything. It is Tim. He is one of my favorite super fans. You can follow him at Tim is hiding because he doesn't want people to know who he really is. Though he is a really, really nice guy and he's super, super awesome. I like you a ton. God, I just now made Tweet Gazi just blow up. It's like, oh my God, Ramona said she liked Tim. Holy cow. We got to talk about this. I'm like, oh my God, you stupid, stupid boys. Every single fan, literally every single one brought it up in some capacity. In my interview, after Pod Vader started talking, after Pod Vader and Ryan started running their mouths, I blame them. Pod Vader blames me.
What we really need to focus on is that Pod Vader is brainwashing all of the other super fans because obviously they're small-minded individuals to begin with because they don't cheer for the Falcons, but maybe they, I don't know, maybe they need to look into that. They're obviously not very intelligent.
Why do you say that?
Right. Like, because one, they listen to anything Pod Vader tells them, which is us flirting. This isn't flirting. I've been mean to you the entire time about the Eagles.
Yeah,
and
you have been.
You're -4 rushing yards until a minute left in the second quarter. And then, oh, yeah, wasn't going to bring that up. And then, two, they don't cheer for the Falcons, so obviously they're not smart. Come on. Brian, you went to Georgia Tech. You saw the fantastic Atlanta Falcons all the time. He was probably at Tech when Michael Vick was in town. Michael Vick was fun. I mean, until, like, the whole dog thing. But, like, on the field, he was cool to watch.
I did not like Michael Vick in college because he went to Virginia Tech, which is UVA's rival. And I did not like him. Actually, he is the same age as I am.
I thought you had to compete to be rivals.
Oh, my God, Tim. Wow. Okay. Yeah, this is so... This is so not flirting. Yeah. Okay. Guys, if you're listening, because apparently a lot of my listeners are men, if you want to get into a girl's pants, you don't say crap like that. All right. We're in this episode. It's Tim from Next Fan Up. You can listen to him on blogtalkradio.com/NextFanUp. You can follow his nonsense at Tim is hiding on Twitter. And I'm only going to wish you luck because I need you to beat the Giants to help the Eagles in my division and the Cowboys. But other than that, you're on your own and good luck. Bye.
No, that's fine. I fully want to beat the Giants. I want to beat the Cowboys so that we can beat the Eagles again in the playoffs.
Okay. All right. Yeah. This is so... you are never allowed back on the podcast again. And it's Tim from Next Fan Up.
I don't believe that.
I just can't quit you, Tim. I can't quit you. I can't quit you. you're so funny. I think it's just me. I'm like a sufferer of abuse. I like the abuse. Maybe I like the abuse. Maybe, like, there's something wrong with me. Oh, my God. I got to get my stuff checked. Wow. That's it. I must like the abuse. Wow. We just got real deep. Real deep on Sports Gal Pal. Okay. I got to figure out how I'm going to end that.
You I feel like just cut the last 10 minutes.
Probably.
There you
well,
go.
No, I got
to wrap
Hold
it
on.
Up.
Hold on. No. I gotta do a real ending. Okay. Again, it's okay. Tim from Next Fan. God damn it, Tim. Jesus. This is, oh my God. I never have this problem with anybody else ever. You know that? Never. It's
your
only.
Fault. It's your fault. You said, I'm going to wrap it up. I said, okay. And you're yelling at me. She's saying, okay. I'm sorry. I'm done.
I was wrapping it up.
I'm not talking anymore. Finish your podcast so that I can go to Target and get coffee and tea.
No, coffee creamer. Get it right. Oh my God. Whatever. See, I'm saving your relationship.
Expanded Girl Scout creamer.
Hey, don't knock the Girl Scouts. I was late to watch the Eagles, which is probably why the bad karma happened, because I wasn't in front of the TV, because I was at a Cookie Mafia meeting so we can dominate like we did last year, because my daughter, Addison, was Cookie Queen in her troop. What up?
I was Cookie Queen in my troop because I grew up with a single mother who had a daughter who was in the Girl Scouts. Lo and behold, Tim had to be a Girl Scout for a little while, loved arts and crafts, learned I was a great salesman by a Hawken Finman.
Oh my God, you were Girl Scout? Shut up. That's awesome.
I have a stash in my parents' attic. I have badges.
Oh my God.
This is still recording, isn't it?
Oh, hell yeah, it is. Oh my God. This is better than you giving up the Steelers for Atlanta for a girl. Oh my God. Wait. What level were you? Were you a Daisy? Were you a Brownie? Were you a junior? Come on. No, you might as well tell me the full story. Oh my God. Addison's. Oh my God. Tim. How very progressive of you. This is why you're the girl in your relationship. My face hurts so much from laughing at you.
Would you please just do your outro so that I can stop being humiliated and schedule an appointment with my therapist so we can talk about me being a Girl Scout again?
Oh, my God.
Because we haven't talked about that already. Glad this isn't over. Thought
wow.
I was past it.
Oh, my God. Were you really a Girl Scout? Seriously. You really learn badges?
Do you think I can just make up the fact that I was a Girl Scout? People are looking at me. People are on their balconies, out the windows cracked because for some damn reason it's 90 degrees in the middle of the night in Atlanta when it was 73 in this afternoon. It was fantastic. So I'm sweating in Kia Forte Studio right now. And you're asking me if I was a damn Girl Scout? Yes, Ramona, I was a Girl Scout. God, you're welcome. I didn't go more R-rated with my language just now. I'm very upset. I'm going to be the best dad one day.
Oh, my God. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. No, and that's me to me, because I'm a Girl Scout mom, and we accept all people, creed, gender, into Girl Scouts, because it's a great organization. Oh, please tell me you said the pledge, and please tell me you hold up the three fingers. Oh, please tell me. Yes. If I tell you ask you who Juliet Lowe is, that means you know who she is. Oh, Tim.
I'm done.
Come on.
I'm done.
Oh, my God.
This was
a long time ago.
These are repressed feelings and memories.
Tim, are you mad? Are you mad at me?
No, I'm hurt.
Oh, no. I
remembered the bad times where I made the worst macaroni necklace. And I never really got over it. And I did so bad on the macaroni necklace, I wasn't allowed to make a Fruit Loop necklace. And those looked so delicious, and I couldn't have one.
Okay, now you're just being stupid.
Are Fruit Loops still delicious?
I have no idea.
In the house.
I do not eat Fruit Loops. I've never been a cereal person because I've always been lactose intolerant. So I've never had cereal with milk ever.
Well, ha, ha, ha. That's worse than being a Girl Scout. Cereal is great. I'm lactose intolerant, too.
No, it looks mushy and cold. I'm a hot breakfast girl.
Cereal?
You know. Yeah, it looks awful. No, I like hot
amazing.
Things for breakfast.
I miss
like, you know.
So much. I miss cereal more than I miss the Girl Scouts.
I would hope you miss Girl Scouts. If you miss Girl Scouts right now, that would be very creepy.
Okay. You're right. I have a beard. Point taken.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Okay. It's Tim from Next Fan Up. You can hear him on blogtalkradio.com/NextFanUp. And you can also follow him on Twitter at Tim is Hiding. And Tim, thanks so much for coming onto the podcast and good luck this weekend.
Thank you, Ramona. Good luck to you as well. You and your Virginia Who's and your Philadelphia Eagles.
Aww. See, Tim, this is why you're really my favorite. This is why. because you're
and good luck getting more than 6 rushing yards per half.
And the dream is gone.
Thanks for listening to the Sports Gal Pal podcast. And be sure to check out sportsgalpal.com.